So hi everyone, today here we are in the first episode of Joy You Well podcast. Our topic is about the social well-being of students. Yep. So as an immigrant, you and me, how do you perceive the importance of having friends in Finland?
It's very important. Yeah. So I will go a bit depth into this answer.
Sure.
But Finland, the weather, I'm sure everyone knows about the weather in Finland, right?
We do.
Yeah, it gets really dark during the winter times and the night is long. In the summer, it's the opposite. A lot of people come here from tropical regions like myself. Mm-hmm. Which country are you from?
I'm from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. So I imagine the weather is so much different from here.
More or less.
I underestimated how much it would affect me.
Oh, okay.
Because the you don't get as much vitamin D.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
You're stuck at home. You don't want to go outside. So without the health, like even other than the health negative effects, mm-hmm. you're feeling a lot lonely,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
When it's snowing, it's minus 20 degrees in temperature. I just find it really hard to make myself go out of bed and go out of the room and go to some events.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had friends, though,
yes.
now they can emotionally manipulate me. Okay, no, that was a joke. They can motivate me to go outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was just one very specific, Finland-specific example here.
Mm-hmm.
If I have something to look forward to, and most of the time, the things I look forward to is time with my friends in either dancing, board game clubs, mm-hmm. movie nights, whatever, I find the motivation to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of immigrants in this country come alone. They're not here with their family. And some of them, mm. this is the first time they're living in another country. Right.
True.
When we first arrive here, around August, mm-hmm. When the semester starts, it's very important to take the initial period to make some good friends, because that's when everyone is kind of very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I'm in a new place. I'm more open-minded to making new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the easiest time to also make some friends.
Yeah.
And making local Finnish friends is hard in a way that I'm from a country that's very boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
You make fast friends.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Most of the friendships, thus, are by design shallow, and it takes some time to get to the depth. Finnish people don't do shallow friendships. They either go all in or nothing. So it takes a bit of time
mm-hmm.
to go to that all in level.
Mm-hmm.
Trust takes time to build.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about that, yeah, any other like cultural differences except this social introversion of Finns?
I wouldn't call Finns socially introverted.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to compare cultures. As mm-hmm. I said, the weather affects a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Individualist culture
of
Finland, rather than social introversion, I would say they're very individualistic.
Yeah.
They have a bit less collective events. For example, festivals, I would say. In our country, like every few weeks in some street or whatever in like one town, there's going to be some festivities mm-hmm. going on. The neighborhood coming together. In Finland, I have felt a distinct lack of that. Mm-hmm. However, Finns are very serious about their hobbies.
Yes.
I'm part of like the historical dancing group. Was part of the shuffle dancing group. Unfortunately, that was cancelled from the UMove program, which is the university sports program.
Mm-hmm.
Very cheap. Highly recommend you guys to get it. The Mahjong club, the anime club. I also tried to organize some movie nights when I was the chair of IDESCO, the International Degree Students Community. There's a lot of hobby clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is an excellent way to make friends?
Yeah.
Join the clubs or the hobby associations or the subject associations.
Yes.
Some place where people can naturally gather
mm-hmm.
because there's institutional support.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, as I said, they don't seem to be organizing that much festivities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Festival of Life, but Festival of Light.
Lights. Mm-hmm.
But that's like once a year.
It's also city level.
Yeah, it's a city level thing.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, some conclusions from what we talked already. So it is very important to have a friend as an immigrant, any Finns international because of the weather issues, studies, and you need people.
You need people. Yeah.
So, and there are several ways. We will talk about them a little later, like more practical guide, as you wrote also. But you little bit touched about it. But let's talk like how these friendships, not even like friendship deep, but in general, social connections affect your social well-being and the experience of loneliness that you mentioned and the quality of your studies, of your life in general. Yep. Can you talk about it more?
People underestimate how much the weather affects them.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from a country where we get enough sunlight, the vitamin D in our body gets enough time to like synthesize in a sufficient amount. Mm-hmm. And when we get a depletion of that, I wouldn't call it depression, not clinical depression, but there is a term for it. It's called SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very common among internationals.
Okay.
Right. If you... You just don't feel the motivation to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Take your vitamins, by the way. Buy a good brand of vitamin D. Very important.
Yes.
If you don't have the friends, you don't have the external motivating factor to make you feel more social.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been many studies coming out that the friends you have, the quality of your social life affects you as much as, I'd say, the lack of smoking or something.
Mm.
Like not having quality social life is as bad or more worse than smoking some amount of cigarettes every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, not only on a mental level, but for your very survival.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, it can be daunting to make friends in a completely different culture.
Mm-hmm.
It can be daunting. If you have good friends from your class, from your studies, for example, you can get together and get your studies done.
Yep.
Maybe a study group, like here in the library.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're alone and always studying by yourself in a room, it really affected my mental health. And the first winter I spent on Finland, that was very bad. Because I did have friends, but I didn't organize my calendar around my social life, which I think now I do a lot. Of course, I have my job that takes like, say, 7.5 hours every day. But other than that, what do I do with my free time? Do I just stay at home playing video games? No. I consciously try to surround myself with people because it's just... For people who experience loneliness, they can like get the difference in a like snap of a finger. Another aspect I think is very important in having friends is friends will take you to events. Friends will introduce you to more friends.
Mm-hmm.
You come here, you don't have a community of your own. So you can either join a community that already exists or you can create your own community. If you're only having shallow relationships, in my opinion, you cannot really sustain life with shallowness.
Yeah,
you have to go to the deep level, even if it's at a glance hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really need more than two or three or even one or two like deep friendships, right?
Yeah.
I don't think like the quality is the thing that matters a lot. Quantity can be a quality of its own.
Yes. Yeah, all good. Yeah. And as we all know, it's very hard to make friends in your adult, as an adult, because you have your own view of the life, you have your own preferences, you have your own schedule, work, studies.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to squeeze in friendships.
You're totally right.
Yep. So yeah, from that we see that really friendship, social just connections, talking with people really affect to your physical well-being, mental well-being.
Yeah.
You can feel lonely and sad, and also to your quality of your studies, because alone you can't study. So we understood friendships, social connections are very, very important, especially in other country as an immigrant, and especially in harsh outside factors like weather, I guess. So then the next most important question, how can people actually find friends? Could you share, you already did like clubs, etc., but like more concise answer, like practical tips and the personal approach of making friends, also both international and local.
So the university has something amazing called the Local Friendship Program.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You sign up for it. You can be either an international friend or a local friend.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they do is they match up internationals with locals.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically it's a setting for you to specifically make a Finnish friend or a local friend. Like, it's one of the things that's been organized by the university specifically
mm-hmm.
for making friends. And why this is important is, as I said, Finland is an individualistic society. From a collectivistic society, from myself that I come from in South Asia, mm-hmm. we have a social system that makes it a bit easier to make shallow friendships that might, with potential, become depth, deep friendship. Finland seems to be lacking these kinds of social structures mm-hmm. in a way to specifically make friends. So having this structure, mm-hmm. the local friendship program, is very important.
Good.
I know people who made really good friends. In practice, this works.
Yeah.
In practice, this works.
Good.
I mentioned hobby associations and clubs.
Yes.
To mention, you move a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They basically offer a lot of sports,
mm-hmm.
whether that's group fitness like yoga, like body combat, like dancing,
mm-hmm.
which is my favorite,
yeah.
or like some ball games like volleyball, futsal,
mm-hmm.
Tennis, badminton, these kinds of things. The historical dancing group that I'm still part of, like for 2 years I have gone there very regularly. Some of the most meaningful mm-hmm. friendships I have had in Finland
mm-hmm.
came from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like people who I will remember for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
The student union sometimes mm-hmm. organizes speed friending events.
Yes.
Random people go there, they talk to each other for 5 minutes very quickly. Imagine speed dating, but this is speed
perfect.
Friending. This is speed friending. And who knows, maybe you'll click.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Jyväskylä has an events calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You can search for it
mm-hmm.
and then go to these kinds of festivities and events. Might be very small ones, like an mm-hmm. Alvar Aalto showcase in the Alvar Aalto Museum in
mm-hmm.
just one room.
Mm-hmm.
And you might meet like two or three people that you really like there. Or it could be a very big one, like the Grand International Fair, which happened a few days ago near the harbor. And you can go there with friends or go there and talk to the people and make new friends.
Yeah.
One thing that's very important is Finnish people are not, they're a bit introverted. I would rather say maybe a bit shy of strangers, which is a good thing in a way.
Okay.
Or also, but it does get in the way of making friends.
Mm-hmm.
The international person, I recommend you guys, like, this is heartfelt recommendation, approach first.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's very rare for the Finnish people. But it's not impossible, but it's a bit rarer at a population level, you know, for them to approach first.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine in a bus stop or like in the library or someone you have been seeing in your classroom
mm-hmm.
for a few weeks and you would like to talk to them. And the Finnish people are intensely curious about what foreigners think about them, their country, their language, their
mm-hmm.
culture.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep the curiosity inside, like, if I go there, are they going to think I'm weird?
Yeah.
Like, will they think like, oh my God, this random person just talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get how their culture works in a
mm-hmm.
bit like this.
Mm-hmm.
So approach first. And their neutral facial expression is like this. But a lot of times when you show interest, they're like,
yeah.
The facial expression transforms. Like
yeah.
It's like shining sun or
mm-hmm.
something. So approach first.
Mm-hmm.
They might be one of the very, very few people are like, no, I don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
in
very
my
rare, I think. I
in my experience that, here for 2 years, and I have been part of so many stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This has never happened to me.
Yeah.
Even if that did not end up in a deep friendship, just having the acquaintance is very nice. People should appreciate small talk with acquaintances more. That's how you build the trust and then slowly become deep
mm-hmm.
friends. So approach first. It might seem a bit daunting. And of course, keep the time, place, occasion, TPO in mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't randomly just stop an old, I don't know, like someone in the middle of the street who seems very busy going somewhere. Hey, I would like to become friends. No.
Yeah.
Just you're in a party or you're in, for example, a fair. There's the Japan Day that happens in the university. You're there and you're talking about, you're in the same exhibition and you're looking about the same picture of Kyoto or Tokyo or something, and then, hey, that's a nice picture. And the other person, Finnish person or even international person, yeah, it really is. And that's how you click.
Yep.
So find some commonalities
mm-hmm.
It's really good if you guys have enough frequency to meet. Mm-hmm. And of course, intentionality. And in the university setting, the proximity comes built in.
Yeah.
You're either living in the same student apartments or like the same student village, or you go to class in the same university campus. This is not my invention, by the way. There's this author called Mel Robbins, mm-hmm, who has this theory. So mm-hmm, I'm just mm-hmm, saying that.
Sure.
But it's very important having like approaching first.
Mm-hmm. Approach first.
It's very important, in my opinion.
Okay. So actually, I don't have any more questions, but mm-hmm, if you want to say something to wrap it up or...
I would like to very much emphasize that people don't be daunted, mm-hmm, by how it seems when you study how hard it is to make friends in Finland. There is going to be a lot of information there that makes it seem like it's impossible. Mm-hmm. I would highly recommend people not to listen to that, because I did listen to it before coming, mm-hmm, to Finland. I thought like, oh my God, I'm not going to make one single friend. Mm-hmm. I ended up making so many meaningful relationships and connections. These last 2 years have been like a dream. And then I graduated. It's important to have an open mind. Very important to have an open mind, but having an opinion also matters.
Sure.
So not always agreeing with the other person. I have some people-pleasing tendencies. Mm. Keeping that in a cage, in a way, is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Taking care of one's own wellness, like well-being, is ultimately one's own responsibility. Of course, there's social issues that make it either harder or easier, but unless you take care of yourself, mm-hmm, no one else will. You have to give yourself a chance to nurture your own well-being, and then when other people see that, they will support you if they are your people. If they are, basically, they can be an acquaintance, a friend, but they have to be your people. Mm-hmm. You can have disagreements with people gracefully. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a very contentious issue, for example, like meat eaters and veganism, be kind to the other person, mm-hmm, and they will be kind to you. Be sincere. Mm-hmm. Some people like to hide rudeness behind brutal honesty, mm-hmm, and Finnish people can sense that, mm-hmm, in a bit. So mm-hmm, in a lot of cultures, maybe it's normalized, mm-hmm, but I feel like in Finland, sincerity matters.
Sure.
A lot. Even if you disagree, you can gracefully disagree.
Yeah. So to wrap it up, we covered all parts of well-being. So social well-being, which are social connections, friendship, which is very, very important.
Very important.
Both mental and physical health. And definitely physical well-being, which Finland supports it very well. You have tons of activities for both summer, winter, from skiing to ice swimming to sauna and to different ball games.
Yeah.
And for the mental well-being, of course, just think positively, have fun. I think we covered all the parts that we wanted, and it was a very good talk.
Yeah.
Informative.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.